welcome to the Growth and Development of Jazz on Rowan University Radio WGLS. I'm your host and instructor, Douglas Mapp. Since this is week 1 out of 14, I would like to get the housekeeping out of the way first. I hope that all students who have registered for the course have had a chance to purchase the book, The Concise Guide to Jazz by Mark Ridley. This book comes with two CDs. If you're purchasing the book used, make sure you get a copy of one that has the CDs. These CDs will come in handy throughout the semester. You should also have received a copy of the syllabus along with a radio and study guide to help you keep you on track with regard to your reading and supplemental listening. The dates of all quizzes and exams are also listed in the syllabus. Like defining any art form, or art for that matter, defining jazz is a complicated matter. Many of us know it when we hear it, but when asked to define it as opposed to describe it, we sometimes have difficulty. That is because many of the characteristics that make up jazz are also present in many other styles of music. In fact, the description of jazz that Mr. Gridley gives on page 1 could be used to describe almost any style of music. Let me read a few quick definitions of the word jazz and see if it helps us any. First, the trusty Merriam-Webster version. American music characterized by improvisation, syncopated rhythms, and contrapuntal ensemble playing. That seems to make some sense. The Oxford Dictionary definition is a little longer. A kind of music in which the accents fall at unusual places. It is native to the United States, where it developed from ragtime. The players slide from tone to tone, introduce independent tones, and imitate vocal effects with their instruments. That gives us a little bit more information, but it also does confuse things. From the Shermer Pocket Manual of Musical Terms, we have yet more to consider. Jazz, a term covering a wide variety of African-American styles, ragtime, blues, Dixieland, swing, bebop, cool, third stream, free jazz, funky jazz, and other styles less amenable to specific categorization. Most are characterized by improvisation and a swinging beat composed of steady, prominent meter and dotted or syncopated rhythms. That last definition is a mouthful, and I'm sure it makes things clearer. Not. What we can take from these definitions is that jazz is a kind of music that originated in the United States. A few of the characteristics of the music would include a steady beat that has syncopation on top, the opportunity for the performers to add their own music to any given performance, and that there are many styles of this music. The first recording we heard while the program was starting was of the Count Basie Band playing one of their signature compositions, Jumpin' at Woodside. This recording from 1938 includes many of the aspects that were mentioned in each definition, but hearing the music makes things clearer. This is a piece of music from the swing era and also uses a beat known as a swing beat as the primary rhythmic feeling. Let's listen to that recording one more time and try to focus in on a few things. Listen to the steady rhythm in the bass and the drums. Listen to how all of the horns play together for a while, and then one instrument will come to the forefront for a while. This happens a couple of times. Many people think that this swing style is the defining style in jazz. It is certainly the most popular of all the jazz styles. As a matter of fact, it was the last jazz style that we can truly say was the American popular music. So once again, this is going to be Jumpin' at Woodside with the Count Basie Band.
Thank you.
that was the Count Basie Band Jumpin' at Woodside. We can say that the music had a steady rhythm, some contrapuntal ensemble playing, and a fair amount of solo improvisation from various instruments. What I would like to do now is play some music that will illustrate a few more of the musical elements that we heard mentioned in some of our definitions. First, we must mention that there are many musical styles that we must consider that were in place before the one mentioned, ragtime, became popular. Negro spirituals, minstrel music, brass band music, field hollers, early American folk songs, African American drumming, all played an important role in the earliest forms of jazz. The syncopation from African music in particular can be found in the ragtime music, as can the early style of bass lines that got transported into Dixieland and early combo style. Since we have more time in the coming weeks to devote to ragtime and its relationship to jazz, I would like to just give a short oral example of how written ragtime music got performed in the early jazz setting. First, we will hear a performance of Scott Joplin performing his Maple Leaf Rag in the standard style. This is an actual recording of Scott Joplin himself that was made on a piano roll in 1913. And then we will hear a recording from 1938 by Jelly Roll Morton performing the same piece. We can notice how many liberties are taken in the fats in the Jelly Roll Morton recording and how the rhythm feels a little looser. Thank you. There we had two versions of Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag, one by Joplin himself and the other by Jelly Roll Morton. We're going to take our first short break now, and when we come back, we'll hear some early jazz recordings featuring some blues, Dixieland, and the early combo style.